My guest at this time is Mississippi Republican Congressman Steve Palazzo. He is representing the state's 4th Congressional District and is a member of the House Armed Services Committee. We want to get his thoughts on how big of an issue foreign policy is becoming in this year's campaign, not only at the presidential level, but at the congressional level as well. And we'll get his reaction to a couple of moments from the president's United Nations speech today as well. Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, Greg, it's good to be here. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, the state of the economy, American jobs, has been the number one issue in this campaign from day one, and it certainly still seems to be that way. But ever since the events of 2 weeks ago in Benghazi and Cairo and in violent protests since then in the Islamic world, there's been a whole lot more attention on our policies there and what the future of that region holds. How big of an issue do you expect that to be this year?
I think it's going to be an important issue, but it's not going to totally distract from the most important issue, and it's the issue I want to say the president doesn't want to talk about, and that is the state of our economy. That's, you know, 43 consecutive record months of unemployment, 4 years of consecutive trillion-dollar-plus deficits and a debt that's out of control, and no end in sight, no compromise on the bills that the House Republicans have sent over to the Senate that would remove this wet blanket off our economy and allow our job creators to do what they do best, and that's go out and create jobs for America. Now, on that point, you know, also being a member of the House Armed Services Committee and someone who has served in the Marine Corps as well as currently serving in the Mississippi Army National Guard, I'm very concerned about our foreign policy. I'm concerned not just about what this president has said in regards to our military pivot to the Pacific and to the Middle East, but also the fact that his rhetoric just doesn't match up to the reality. I mean, he's basically have been absent without leadership in regards to sequestration that is about to go into effect in fiscal year 2013. And as you know, Greg, it's going to estimates of 1 to 2 million jobs. But the most important thing is this is historic cuts to our national security when we're witnessing unprecedented danger and violence around the world, and most of it pointed towards Americans.
And let's look at a couple of different moments from the president's speech. Now, this one refers to, obviously, the violence that we saw 2 weeks ago that we referred to a moment ago. It's been interesting, the progression of explanations of what's been going on the past 2 weeks. At first, there was a lot of attention on the video. Then it was admitted by the administration that it was a terrorist attack. And here's the president once again today extolling at pretty extensive length the impact of the video.
That is what we saw play out in the last 2 weeks, as a crude and disgusting video sparked outrage throughout the Muslim world. Now, I have made it clear that the United States government had nothing to do with this video, and I believe its message must be rejected by all who respect our common humanity. It is an insult not only to Muslims, but to America as well. We understand why people take offense to this video, because millions of our citizens are among them.
Congressman, what do you make of this being a central theme again in the president's speech, although he did go on to say that it still did not justify the type of violence we saw?
Well, you know, we got to go back to the simple fact the president is an extremely impressive speaker, and many of the things that he really says sounded good. You know, I'm glad that he, honored the service of Ambassador Stevens and also those recently killed, and that he took the time to condemn the actions of the killers and called on leaders around the world to speak up and be outraged as well. But again, this president, you know, at one time they blamed it on the video, and it sounds like he's coming full circle. Almost, he's condoning or justifying the violence in his message. I mean, I don't understand what he's saying, because, you know, given the speech, I think it was definitely fitting that he did it at the UN. Because like the UN, this administration has often relied on words that sound good, but that aren't backed up by meaningful action or strength. And, and regardless of what he says, I mean, we're getting ready to face $500 billion in addition to another $487 billion cuts to our military. We're going to have the smallest military in modern times when the world is not a safer place, but a much more dangerous place.
We're talking with Mississippi Congressman Steve Palazzo. He's a member of the House Armed Services Committee. And Congressman, many different observers have also noticed a bit of a dichotomy between two other moments in the speech. One, as the president explained why the government can't crack down against such a film. He talked about the freedom of speech, talked about it as being the hallmark of free peoples everywhere. And then later in the speech, he said, the future does not belong to those who would slander the prophet of Islam. Then he went on to talk about how people of all faiths should condemn, you know, criticisms of all the different faiths and so forth. But it seemed on the one hand to a lot of observers that he was extolling free speech on one hand, but finding specific examples of where it might not be all that appropriate in other places.
Again, you know, sometimes the president talks out of both sides of his mouth. I can tell you that, you know, in some of these countries, they're killing Coptic Christians. They're stoning them. They're beating them. They're jailing them. And you know, it seems like the only people that really don't have the ability for free speech anymore is Americans. I mean, if you look at the fact that people, you know, especially in people in uniform, they're not allowed to express their religious faith anymore. They're not allowed to express their religious freedom. You know, it's kind of hypocritical that we're sitting here, you know, saying these things, and when we feel like our freedoms right here in America are slipping away, and you know, the very people who go out there to defend our First Amendment rights to freedom are the ones fighting for our safety at home and abroad, and they're the ones that have the most restrictions placed upon them.
And Congressman, as we exit here, do you sense that what we're seeing in the Middle East right now is just getting started? Is it simmering down? Or how do you describe it?
I have a feeling the world sees the United States, and especially this commander in chief, as one big paper tiger. You know, we have a loud roar, but we don't have a big bite. And I've always been the part of the school where, you know, you walk softly, but you carry a big stick. And you don't always use that first stick at the first provocation, but you got to have it in your tool chest. And, again, we got to protect America's interests at home and abroad. And I just wish this president would stop politics just for a little bit, put people and policy ahead of his campaign, and resolve this issue of sequestration. Folks, it's going to be devastating. It's going to hurt our economic, it's going to hurt us economically, and it's going to hurt our national security. These cuts are irreversible, and they're going to be irreparable, and it's morally unconscionable that this is happening in times of unprecedented violence.
Last question before we let you go. We're talking with Congressman Steve Palazzo of Mississippi, 4th Congressional District. Congressman, we have a deficit right now of well north of $1 trillion, and so most people seem to think that there's room for cutting everywhere. How much room for trimming fat is there in the military? You obviously believe $1 trillion over 10 years is going to be very hazardous to the military. So what's a reasonable amount that could be trimmed from there?
Well, you know, our national security spending, which, of course, you know, the common defense of our nation is our number one constitutional responsibility as U.S. congressmen. Spending accounts for 20% of our budget, but right now they're taking 50% of the cuts. And our economic security depends on a strong national security, and vice versa. It is a symbiotic relationship. You cannot have a strong economy if you don't have a strong national security and forward projection. I think the $487 billion in cuts that are already programmed, people have to understand that $487 billion are already planned to be cut. Another $500 billion on top of that is going to be devastating. So the solution is, let's cut responsibly, prioritize, cap our spending to our growth, and then most definitely grow our economy. Let's fix our economy. Let's get those job creators back doing what they do best, and that's creating jobs and expanding their businesses. And we will do that through a comprehensive tax reform and repealing and blocking some of those overreaching regulations that are destroying industry in America.
Congressman, we'll leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for your time.
Greg, always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, sir. Mississippi Republican Congressman Steve Palazzo represents his state's 4th Congressional District, member of the House Armed Services Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.